Welcome to the Island Weekly. I'm Anne Hodgson. It's the 24th of November, and my topic today is the spoken web. Isn't that Buddha lovely? Asia is listening as IBM India Research Laboratory tests the worldwide telecom web, WWTW, a network of voice sites you access by phone. In this alternative to the World Wide Web, users record a description and phone number of the voice site they want to recommend using a regular phone. Callers listen and press a key or say a word when they find a site they want to be transferred to. I wonder how well voice recognition will work in India with its many dialects and languages, or in multilingual Asia and Africa. 70% of the Indian population live in the country on $4 a day or less, so no computers. But 300 million people there use cell phones, with 8 million new subscribers each month. The market is gigantic. Since an astonishing 38.7% of Indian adults can't read or write, a phone-based web is perfect. I wonder, is this the beginning of a new digital cultural divide? If the spoken web is a success, audio will rule there, while we seem to be going with text and video here. Okay, we still call our friends and family, but do you leave as much voicemail as you send email? I wonder how this will develop in the next years. Thanks for tuning in, and have a good week.